It's Been Waiting for You. Written by Grim Lupine. Read by KLB. The thing is, Riley is right. Of course she is. She's Topanga's clear-eyed perception that cuts through bullshit like a hot knife, and Corey's thoughtless, guileless knack for blurting out those realizations at the exact moment they're needed most and wanted least. And she scares the hell out of Sean. Sean loves her so much. Loved her even before she was born, even as she was nothing more than a terrifying, electrifying concept they didn't have the shape of yet. Even as her presence tipped Sean's entire world on its end. He loved her when he spent half his time baby-proofing Corey and Topanga's apartment like it was the greatest responsibility ever laid on his shoulders, and the other half of his time solidifying his exit plan, and hoping it would go as gracefully as he needed it to, that he wouldn't just tie himself to Corey and Topanga and beg them not to let him leave. Sean was the third person in the world to hold Riley, and he loved her when he saw her tiny, scrunched-up face, and he never stopped loving her when he fled New York with a folded-up picture of Corey and Topanga cradling her in his wallet, a beautiful little family he refused to screw up. Riley asked Sean if every time he sees her it reminds him of what he doesn't have, and she doesn't even know the half of it. And yet, with the unerring accuracy born of the best and most terrifying parts of both her parents, she's landed square on the truth. The first time it happens, they are all young, bright-eyed, and drunk on their own independence, clinging to each other is the only way they'll admit they're scared of what the future will bring. Sean's over at Corey and Topanga's apartment more often than not, has only just recently stopped lying to himself about the things buried deep within him, is learning as he goes how to hide it. He has to laugh at himself sometimes, since laughing is better than losing it entirely. He can't even do unrequited love the normal way. If it were just Corey, that would at least make sense. Corey's been all tied up in Sean's heart since before he was even old enough to know what he was getting himself into, and trying to get him out now would be nothing less than impossible. But in true Sean Hunter fuck-up fashion, he's also fallen for the one person more unattainable than his best friend. His best friend's wife. Sean's known Topanga for so long that she's got her fingerprints all over the person he is today, just like Corey does. He starts out loving her for Corey's sake, because he has to love someone who loves Corey as obviously and ferociously as she does, because there's no one else he'd trust with Corey's heart. But Topanga's been in his life for long enough that the sight of her is as familiar to him as the sun, and her heart's big enough to welcome her husband's best friend who shows no signs of leaving, and she's never once in their lives made Sean feel like he isn't good enough. She's brilliant and driven and pushy, doesn't back down for anything. She drapes a blanket over Sean when he falls asleep on their couch with the kindest hands he's ever felt. And when she's tipsy, she leans on Corey and Sean with equivalent ease. And Sean is in so much trouble that it's funny. It has to be funny, because the alternative is dropping everything and running so far away that not even a memory could find him where he goes. So, the first time it happens, they've all had a little too much wine, spent the evening sitting a little too close to each other on the lumpy brown couch that Sean helped move around this room, that he knows the shape of intimately from countless nights stretched out on it when it felt more like home than his empty apartment. Corey has his arm around Topanga, and she's all snuggled up on his chest, both of their gazes on the TV. Corey's other arm is draped loosely around the back of the couch, and Sean knows that if he let himself lean slowly into the inviting open curve of the other half of Corey's body, Corey and Topanga wouldn't even blink. They're as giving with their touches and their embraces as they are everything else. Sean only has to ask. Instead, Sean gets up and makes noise about all the wine he's had, flees to the bathroom. He washes his hands when he's done and stares at his reflection in the mirror like he's looking for the answers to something. He looks tired. He looks like an idiot. "Get it together, Hunter," he says aloud, and leaves. Cory and Topanga aren't on the couch anymore. They're in the kitchen, and Topanga's up on her tiptoes with Cory backed against the refrigerator, kissing the life out of him. Cory's eyes are shut, one large hand spread across Topanga's back, the other cradling her hip. Topanga's jaw is working slightly, like she's looking into Cory's mouth, and Sean realizes he's been watching them with his mouth open and his hands clenched at his sides, a roaring like the sound of the ocean in his ears. "Shit, sorry," Sean says, laughs, and as strange as it sounds to his ears, he's hoping he carries it off. They break apart to look at him, and Sean makes himself smirk, runs a hand through his hair. "You could have kicked me out sooner, you know. I'll leave you two kids to it. Don't do anything I wouldn't do." He's going to leave. He means to. Topanga steps toward him, one hand still resting fingertips on Corey's chest, and with the other hand she grabs Sean's wrist. Corey's eyes are steady and unfazed, and Sean can't look away from the smile on his face as Topanga tugs him closer by the wrist, one glacial inch at a time. Her mouth is warm and sweet, and Sean can smell her floral shampoo when he drags in a dizzy breath against her lips. There's a warm, broad hand Sean knows too well resting on his lower back, under the hem of his shirt, and Sean can't stop shivering, caught between the two of them. Topanga releases him, thumbs the curve of his lower lip. "Don't go," Cory says. "Don't sleep on the couch tonight," Topanga says. He'd follow them anywhere. Following them into bed is the easiest thing he's ever done. That's the first time. They do it again and again, enough times that Sean stops keeping count. He won't allow himself any illusions, though. They're all young and attractive, and this is the time in their lives that's meant for fun and jumping into things headfirst, for doing the things that'll give them crazy stories to reminisce over when they're old enough that they don't seem like good ideas anymore. Sean knows Cory and Topanga love him, but not in the way he loves them. They don't need him like he does them, and he won't let himself forget it. Not the first time he falls asleep in their bed while listening to the sound of them breathe, nor all the times that follow it. On a Sunday afternoon, they huddle together on tangled sheets with the sound of the rain drumming furiously outside. Sean holds Topanga from behind, presses himself up against the smooth, silky curve of her back, and strokes her breasts with careful hands while Cory kisses her, and then kisses Sean, one after the other, again and again until they're all gasping for breath. Sean doesn't know at the time that it's anything different than the times before. He doesn't know that he'll tell himself later that it has to be the last time, and he'll mean it for years. 2 days later, Topanga sits him and Cory down, white-lipped and anticipatory, and says, "I'm pregnant." Thirteen years go by. Sean travels the world, spends years running to anywhere that's as far away from New York as he can get. He comes back once in a while, drops in with gifts and a shiny, impenetrable smile, holds Riley in his lap and lets her babble at him in a way that's already so familiar. So Cory. He grabs a pillow and a blanket for the couch when he stays the night, before Cory and Topanga can say anything. He thinks about how they never protested when he told them he was leaving New York. He doesn't think about how white Topanga's face was, how sad Corey's eyes, how they looked like maybe they thought they weren't allowed to protest, to say anything at all. Twice, Sean slips up, exhausted, lets them tug him into their room after Riley's gone to bed. Lets them give him what he needs. He stays away even longer after each time, and doesn't find the invitation in their faces anymore when he comes back. And he tells himself that he's satisfied. 13 years go by, and Sean keeps running. And he doesn't stop until one Christmas when Cory and Topanga's daughter makes him look her in the eye, pierces right into the heart of him, and renders every wall he's put up around himself utterly useless. After that Christmas that made him realize he wasn't just affecting himself by running away for months and years at a time, Sean isn't really surprised when they all end up back in bed together months later. He wasn't expecting it, wouldn't let himself hope for it, but it feels as easy as it's ever been to follow Cory and Topanga where they lead, wherever they'll have him. It's been years since they last did this. And even that time had been years after he'd told himself it was the last time, the natural end to things, and found that it was easier to make that resolution than it was to follow it. Riley and Augie have summer break, and they're staying with Amy and Alan to get spoiled for a couple of weeks. "Also, I'd like to remember what it's like to have a sex life," Topanga confesses, cheeks a little flushed. When she's not looking, Sean steals the rest of the bottle of wine and puts it back in the fridge. Sean's been there for 4 days already, and has no real plans to be anywhere else for a while. Things between him and Cory and Topanga are a little strange, but not necessarily in a bad way. It feels like they're being more careful with each other, trying to stay away from tender spots they didn't even know they each had. Sean still feels a little raw around them, because he spent 13 years building layer upon layer of walls around himself, letting them see only as much of himself as he wanted to show them, not all of it even real, at times. 13 years, and now he's made the conscious decision to open himself up again, and it's honestly kind of terrifying. They eat dinner at the table like grown-ups, even though Sean's pretty sure they'd all like nothing more than to collapse on the couch in front of the TV. This is nice, too, though, making conversation that flows as easily as it ever has, knocking legs under the table and making fun of Cory when he doesn't realize there's pasta sauce on his nose for nearly a half hour. "Want any more pasta, Sean?" Cory asks, getting up from the table and heading over to the pan on the stove. "I'm sorry I made Riley think I didn't like her," Sean says abruptly, and then drops his fork with a clang. Cory and Topanga still, and Sean winces at the damper he's put on the atmosphere. It's been 6 months, but they never really talked about it. It's something that still kind of makes Sean sick to think about, though, that Riley, who is as open and sweetly cheerful as anyone Sean's ever known, would go quiet and small around Sean. That she thought her own dad's best friend didn't like her, that Sean made her feel that way. "It's not your fault, Sean," Cory says seriously. "I should have talked to her before now. I could have told her the truth." "I mean, it's kind of my fault," Sean points out. "But you guys know I do." Topanga puts her hand on Sean's thigh. He stops breathing. She reaches into his pocket and drags out his wallet, opens it up and peers inside, and then she pulls out a creased, faded photograph and holds it out with two fingers. Sean has enough pictures on his phone these days, but he's never been able to get rid of that photo, worn as it is from how often he's taken it out to look at it. "We know," Topanga says. Sean just looks at her, feels his ears and his cheeks go warm, doesn't know what kind of look is on his face. He can't look away from her until he hears the soft click of Cory setting his dishes down by the sink, the sound of him settling in the chair next to Sean, and then there's a hand on the side of his face tugging him around and Cory's mouth on his, beer bitter and the taste of pasta sauce on his tongue. He kisses the same as he always has, careful and thorough and steady, And Topanga's hand is on Sean's thigh once again. And God, Sean is only human. There's only so much he can take. He pushes himself away from the table with a screeching sound as his chair scrapes against the floor and gets into Corey's lap, clutching Topanga's hand as he goes and pulling her with him. Sean kisses Corey this time, more tongue and teeth and ferocity than is probably good for either of them, trying to breathe and kiss all the sense out of Corey at the same time, and then at the end of it all, they're steady, wonderful Corey to gentle the pace of it and kiss Sean calm again. Topanga's hand is still gripping Sean's tightly, and she's pressed herself against Sean's back, bending down to kiss the back of his neck, the curve of his shoulder under the collar of his shirt, her mouth wet and hot like fire. "I think we're too old to have sex in the kitchen," Corey says, even as he's putting his hand under Sean's shirt and stroking upward, rubbing his palm in circles over Sean's nipple. "Bite your tongue," Sean says, and at the same moment Topanga says, "Speak for yourself, baby." At that, Sean has to turn his head to grin at her, and with her so close and so gorgeous, he has to kiss her as well, and by the time he finally manages to pull himself away from her, his head spinning in the best way. "There is more room in our bed, though," Topanga says, lifting an eyebrow. "Good idea," Sean says. "My idea," Corey says indignantly, and Sean bites his lip to keep it from curling into a smile, wriggles a little in Corey's lap until Corey groans under his breath and grabs Sean's ass two-handed and squeezes. "Got any good ideas about that?" Sean asks, and gets up, legs a little shakier than he'd like to admit. Topanga laughs quietly and starts walking over to the bedroom, tugging her shirt over her head as she goes. Sean stumbles a little at the sight, and Corey catches him around the waist, kisses him high up on the cheek. "I have a lot of good ideas," he says, and taps Sean's ass to get him to move. In the bedroom, Topanga's clothes are on the floor and she's sitting on the bed in her bra and panties, hands folded in her lap. "Hey, maybe I wanted to do that," Sean says, nodding at the puddle of her clothes. And he's not entirely joking. He's been stealing glances at the curves of Topanga's body for 4 days now, hasn't been able to stop himself from dreaming of undressing her and kissing every inch of her as he goes. "Should have been faster then," Topanga says, but she's smiling at him, sweet and a little flattered. And even as the taste of want rises thick at the back of Sean's throat, there's a corresponding clenching deep in his chest. He's not going to come out of this hole, he knows. But it's nothing he isn't asking for, nothing he hasn't been living with all this time. Corey comes up behind Sean and tugs Sean's shirt over his head. He flattens himself against Sean's back and hooks his chin over Sean's shoulder, works Sean's belt open and pops the button on his jeans. Sean ducks his head, knows that all three of them are watching Corey unzip Sean's jeans with one of his huge hands, push his jeans down at the hip, cup Sean's dick through his underwear. Sean flushes all over, feverish. When he looks up, he sees Topanga watching them with hot eyes, breathing hard, stroking herself through her panties. "Jesus," Sean says, and stumbles toward her as he steps out of his jeans, then stops, turning back toward Corey, who's still got all his clothes on, for God's sake. "I want," he says, and breaks off because he doesn't know what he wants. Or rather, he wants everything, and he wants it now, and doesn't even know where to begin. Corey, as always, solves his dilemma. "Go keep her company," he says, and bends down to pick up Sean's jeans. "I'll be there in a minute." Sean takes him at his word. Topanga wriggles up the bed and lays down, spreads out so Sean can blanket himself over her, indulging in the feel of her skin and the smell of her hair as he kisses his way down her neck. "He still goes nuts if you leave clothes on the floor," Sean whispers in the space between them.
"Yeah,"
Topanga whispers back, and tucks her thumbs under the waistband of Sean's underwear to start drawing them down. I can hear you guys, you know, Corey says. Sean rolls over onto his back next to Topanga and sees Corey giving them a wry look, a neatly folded stack of clothes on the dresser. Whoops, Sean says and grins, and he and Topanga watch as Corey finally gets undressed, the back of his neck flushed pink even as he pretends he isn't affected at all by their regard. Corey's built solidly, strong arms and flushed skin, and Sean's always loved looking at him. Couldn't hide it now for the world. He looks Corey over from head to toe, mouth watering at the sight of Corey's half-hard cock, and then he's scrambling to get his underwear off with a sudden need to get his cock free. Corey gets on the bed and helps pull them off, and then strokes both his hands up Sean's legs, his touch searingly hot on Sean's thighs as they splay open almost without Sean's control. Topanga leans over Sean and kisses the underside of his jaw, lets her tongue slide out to rasp against his stubble. Sean manages to get the clasp of her bra undone one-handed, which is the kind of coordination he feels he ought to be commended for, considering the circumstances. Topanga relaxes her shoulders and lets the straps fall down her arms, and Sean tugs her bra off the rest of the way and throws it somewhere far away without looking. He can't look at anything except the heavy swing of Topanga's breasts, mouth-watering and gorgeous, and he says, "Come here, come here," pulling her down with frantic hands until she does. She leans over him enough that he can kiss the tops of her breasts and around them, lick under them where there's a faint trace of sweat and her bra's left a red mark, and Topanga makes a little gasping sound when Sean sucks on one of her nipples, teasing the other with his fingers. Corey grabs Sean's free hand and drags it down to touch Topanga through her panties, and together they feel how wet she is, how hot, and there's only enough air in Sean's lungs for him to groan, low and helpless. "About those good ideas I have," Corey says quietly. Sean turns his head to look at him, but he's looking at Topanga, who doesn't look confused at all. They're silently communicating about something, and Sean might feel closed out if not for the way Corey's still holding Sean's hand and stroking his thumb over Sean's palm, the way Topanga's touching her own breast like she's still feeling Sean's mouth on it. Topanga smiles, like they've come to a decision. "Hang on to him for me," she tells Corey, before she kisses Sean's mouth and then Corey's and gets off the bed, heading over to the closet. "What?" Sean says, confused, half turning to watch what she's doing. Corey pulls him back until he's on his side, facing away from Topanga, and says, "Shh, just hold on," and kisses Sean until he can't possibly focus on anything else. Sean clings to Corey and tries to get some friction for his cock against Corey's thigh, but Corey's holding himself just far enough away that he can't. Eventually, Corey lets Sean go, and Sean immediately rolls over onto his other side to see Topanga standing by the bed with Christ, with a harness strapped around her hips and a dildo fitted into it. She's standing with her legs a little apart, like she's used to the weight of it. Sean realizes his mouth's open, and he swallows, feels his throat scrape dry. That's new, he says hoarsely. Can't look away. Not that new, Topanga says a little wryly, and she's looking over Sean's head at Corey, who started blushing pink across his cheeks. You guys, you've been holding out on me, Sean says, and then shuts his mouth so fast he almost bites his tongue. Curses himself for the stupidity of that comment when it's him who's been running so far and for so long. He won't let himself think about why he's been running right now. Won't let himself ruin this night. Topanga doesn't say anything, though, just looks at Sean steadily. It's Corey, who drops a kiss behind Sean's ear, who says, "Do you want her to fuck you? She's really good at it." Sean says, "Yes," so fast he almost spits it out, like there's any other way he could possibly answer that question. Topanga wets her lips, and then furrows her brow like she's thinking about logistics. And it's such a familiarly Topanga look that Sean has to smile, even with how wound up he is. "I'll open him up," Corey says, and starts rummaging around in the bedside table's drawer. Sean's gut clenches sharply, and he wants to bury his face in the pillow to hide the sudden realization that maybe he likes them talking about him over his head after all. Topanga's eyes are knowing, but she just kneels on the bed next to him and strokes her hand up to his chest, rubbing her thumb firmly over one of his nipples. "Has it been a while?" Topanga says, and she's asking about the last time he got fucked, but Sean's answering a different question when he responds, "Yeah, it's a while." He hasn't slept with anyone in a while. Long enough that it's kind of pathetic when you know the reason why. Long enough that he doesn't intend to tell them how long. "Corey'll go slow," Topanga says, and tugs at Sean's hair. And Corey is at Sean's back in the next moment, one slick finger tracing a path from his tailbone down his crease. Sean turns onto his stomach, pillows his face on Topanga's thigh. From here, he can smell her arousal, and it makes his mouth water from how badly he wants to touch her. Corey's fingers are sure and steady as he works Sean open carefully, crooking his fingers and pressing against Sean's prostate. "Fuck, fuck, fuck," Sean says into Topanga's thigh, and rubs himself against the bed before he cants his hips upward for a better angle. Topanga strokes her fingers through Sean's hair and says quietly, "Sweetheart," like he isn't meant to hear it. And that's got to be for him, because Corey is baby and always has been. Sean is so, so glad that neither of them can see his face, because his eyes prickle suddenly with how badly he wants them. Corey's got three fingers in him now, opening him up with a purpose, and Topanga's hand is cupping the back of his neck, and Sean's voice breaks when he says, "Please." Corey's hand retreats. Topanga gently eases Sean's head off her thigh, and knee walks across the bed until she's where Corey is. "Can you get up on your knees?" she says, and Sean does, feeling a little mortified at his all-around eagerness, until Corey's at Sean's side, turning his head to kiss his half-open mouth. "Hey," Corey says, voice intent, "whatever you want, okay?" Topanga chooses that moment to kiss a line down Sean's spine, lingering at the spot right above his tailbone, and Sean's words desert him, so he just nods in response. There's a blunt pressure at his entrance, and then Topanga's pressing into him slowly, hands gripping Sean's hips and tilting them up. She doesn't stop, though she goes slow enough to give Sean time to voice a protest at any point. He doesn't, just takes the relentless pressure splitting him open like he was born for it, lets the weight of it steal his voice and his breath and his mind. Topanga nudges the last little bit into him, brings their hips flush together. Sean's fingers curl in the sheets, and there are starbursts in his vision from how tightly he's squeezed his eyes shut. God, it's good. So good. He hasn't let himself have this in so long, and never like this. Topanga's breasts crushed against his back as she runs her hands over his chest, the sight of Corey watching him take it when he opens his eyes. Corey's eyes gone near black and a flush down past his collarbones. Sean remembers to breathe, and when he gasps in, it's like the world comes roaring back to him, the thundering of his pulse in his ears receding until he can hear the ragged panting of Topanga's breath behind him. The slick sounds as Corey grips his cock and strokes himself slowly. "You can move. Can you move?" Sean says, sounding frantic even to his own ears. To his comfort, Topanga doesn't sound much better when she says, "Yes," and shifts back to draw out of him slowly. This time, she pushes into him with more force, and it drives a groan from his throat. And it's like Topanga's taken that as a challenge. She fucks him relentlessly after that, with the kind of power Sean didn't even know she had in her body, driving into him with short thrusts until she finds an angle that makes him cry out and drop his head down loose-necked. Topanga keeps that angle and fucks him good and deep, her hands slipping on his hips from the sweat they've worked up. And Sean laughs breathlessly and a little hysterically, says, "God, Cor, she might be better at this than you, even." Topanga says primly, "Thank you, Sean." And Corey grins, says in a voice deeply warm and fond, "I know. Isn't it great?" "The best," Sean agrees, and then tries to shift his weight to one hand so he can get himself off with the other. Corey moves at that, grabs his wrist. "Hey," Corey says, can you wait a while longer?" Sean tips his head up to catch his gaze, blinks the sweat out of his eyes. "More good ideas?" Sean says, lets his smile be his acquiescence. He'd really like to come, but he isn't 25 anymore. He can wait if they want him to. He could do almost anything if they wanted him to. "Well, you seem to like my last one," Corey points out, then hesitates a little, eyes flicking between Sean and Topanga. "Are you too sore?" When Sean shakes his head slowly, Corey adds, "Can I fuck you too? When Topanga's done?" Sean's vision goes white at the thought, a surge of arousal washing all the way from his clenching gut down to his curling toes. He lets out a heartfelt, "Fuck," and nods his head vigorously before Corey can take it as a refusal. Topanga exhales sharply against Sean's shoulder and reaches under him to circle her hand around his cock. "No, it's too much," Sean tells her quickly. He's fine with waiting, but he'd rather not overestimate his own control. "Got it," Topanga says, and kisses his neck. "I'll let Corey have his turn soon," she says, and Sean can feel the smile she presses against his skin when he can't hold back a choked sound at her words. God, they're going to kill him, and Sean will die a happy man. True to her words, Topanga pats his hip after a while and then eases out of him carefully, and Sean clenches down on nothing and tries not to flush at how empty he feels. His cock is hard against his stomach, and he swallows convulsively as he watches Topanga unbuckle herself out of the whole contraption, her thighs shiny slick with how wet she is. Once she's clear of it all, Sean just lets himself tip forward until he's got his face in her lap, and he rubs his cheek up against her thigh until Topanga says, "Sean," and falls back on her elbows, legs parting open so he can get to work between them. Topanga tastes so good on his tongue, and Sean's so hungry for it he almost doesn't notice Corey rolling on a condom and slicking up next to him. Almost. Sean's licking through Topanga's folds in long stripes, pushing his fingers into her at the same time, when he feels Corey grab his hips and start pushing into him. Sean gives up and just rests his forehead on Topanga's stomach for a moment, shaking apart as Corey gets all the way inside him. Corey just slicked up and went for it, and even after Topanga fucked the sense out of Sean, it's such a good stretch that his heart's pounding and he can only breathe out of his mouth, a hard and stuttering rhythm. "Good?" Corey asks, and Sean says, "I'm good. Now just..." and Corey's moving before Sean can even finish his sentence, fucking him with a hard, fierce rhythm that's a testament to how long Corey's been waiting patiently. And Sean nuzzles blindly downward until he's got his face buried into Panga's cunt again. He doesn't know how good he is, considering that Corey's wrecking him so thoroughly that all he can manage is to lick and suck wherever he's got his mouth. But Topanga doesn't seem to have many complaints if the way she pets his hair and then tightens her hand in it is any indication. "There, there," Topanga says, voice rising high, and Sean rubs his tongue against her until he feels her break against his mouth. He works her through it, and then drops his head against her thigh and gives himself over to being thoroughly fucked for the second time that night. Sean's pulse is galloping, and his thighs are burning with the strain, and he loves it, the kind of pain he wants to take with him for days. Corey gets the right angle to stroke over his prostate, and Sean chokes out a, "Corey, Core, please," and is rewarded by Corey's hand closing tight and firm around his cock. Sean's so far gone that even that small touch sends him hurtling toward the edge, but he's clenched so tight that he can't seem to make himself let go. Corey strokes him slowly and relentlessly, says in his ear in a voice low and heartfelt, "Shawnee," and Topanga cards her hand through his hair and says, "Sweetheart," and at that Sean shuts his eyes and grits his teeth and comes. Corey lets him come down from it, gasping and shaking, and then starts to pull out. "No, just," Sean says, slurring the words a little. "It's fine, just hurry it up." "Don't worry, this won't take long," Corey says, half laughing. And then he fucks Sean so achingly gentle that it makes Sean's throat burn. And even that is so much to Sean's oversensitive body that he shivers and can't stop shivering. Doesn't realize that he's been making constant, broken, sounds at the back of his throat until Corey comes and stops moving. And Sean finally hears the noise stop. He thinks he should probably move when Corey pulls out of him carefully, but he doesn't think he could manage it even if there were a fire in the building. "Here," Topanga says from somewhere above him, and then there are gentle hands rolling him until his head's resting on a pillow. He blinks, and there's another pair of hands wiping him down carefully with a warm, damp cloth, his belly and his cock, and between his legs, where he's tender and aching. They pull the blankets up over him and curl up around him until he's warm and comfortable between them, and it's both too much and not enough all at once. Sean shifts in place and feels the ache twinge all through him. He'll feel it for days, and there's a burn of satisfaction within him at the thought. He laughs softly and says, "Jesus, are you guys trying to make sure I never leave this bed?" "Well, you can't leave New York if you don't leave this bed," Topanga says, and there's something in her voice, something wavering, something Sean can't pass off as a joke. His eyes snap open. Topanga's lips are pressed together in a tight white line, and her eyes are wide like she never meant to let that slip. Sean stares at her, and then rolls onto his front, shifts up on his elbows so he can turn to look at Corey. Corey's looking back at him with resignation and apprehension in his eyes, but he's looking at Sean steadily nonetheless, chin tipped up like he's waiting for the axe to fall. Sean looks between the two of them, a distant ringing sound in his ears. 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, he'd have told himself he was imagining it, that he'd misunderstood, that there's no way they'd want... But he's tired. He isn't getting any younger, and he's tired of running away. And if he can't have what he wants, he's at least going to know to his bones that he tried. Sean takes in a shaking breath, and for once in his goddamned life, he lets himself hope. These aren't two people bringing someone into their relationship for fun. They aren't two people trying to ease their best friend's feelings by taking him to bed. They're two people with the same look in their eyes Sean's recognized in the mirror for more than a decade now. A look of fearful, unfulfilled want, the painful certainty of rejection. Miraculously, Sean's voice doesn't shake when he reaches out to grab Corey's hand in one of his, Topanga's in the other, and says quietly, "You only had to ask. You only ever had to ask." Corey sucks in a breath. His eyes are painful in their hope. "I mean," Sean continues, something raw opening up in his voice, "you have to know that I'm in love with you guys, right?" Topanga scoots over and presses herself against Sean's side, throws an arm over his waist and hides her face in the curve of his neck. "We didn't know," she says, voice muffled. "You could have said something," Corey points out, but his face is lighting up slowly, incandescent, his hand still clutching Sean's tightly, and Sean laughs aloud just to release some of the burbling emotion in his gut and says, "Well, I guess I'm saying something now." "And I guess we're asking," Corey returns, bringing Sean's hand up to his mouth and dropping a kiss on the knuckles. Topanga bites Sean's neck softly, then kisses her way up to his ear and whispers, "We love you too." Sean has to kiss them after that, one after the other, drinks in Corey's eagerness and the way Topanga melts against him, soft and warm. "And what was all that? Find someone, Sean. Settle down. Business anyway," Sean breaks away to say semi-indignantly. Corey looks flustered. "I was trying to be unselfish," he says. "Yeah, that's dumb. Don't do that again," Sean says, and kisses Corey to swallow whatever retort he's about to make. Corey oomphs against his mouth, and Topanga says, "Boys," with her hand in Sean's hair and laughter rich in her voice. And Sean shuts his eyes and does his level best to memorize this moment. Because he may not need to hoard the scant memories of his time with them anymore, but this is something he wants to keep with him until the day he dies. The end.